is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Escape on a vacation unlike anything you've ever imagined with one call to the experts at Dream Vacations Land and Cruise Travel. Prices have never been better. Mexico and the Caribbean are offering great vacation deals. Cruise lines have special promotional packages, and the cities of Europe are awaiting your arrival. Work with a travel agency that has your best interests in mind, all without any service fees. We are ready to arrange both your personal and business travel plans. Contact Dream Vacations Land and Cruise Travel today at 1-800-609-3012. That's 1-800-609-3012. Or visit justgreatvacations.com and get ready to discover the world.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Likes to wish everybody a happy new year, as this is our new show for 2017. We're really happy to be with everybody, and we want to wish everybody a prosper year and have great health and happiness for 2017, and hope everybody has a great year. Also like to welcome to the program my co-host for the first time in 2017, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Lynn, it's
New
great.
New Year to you.
Yes, Happy New Year's to you too and your family, and it's great to be back on again.
Yes, very excited for the new year. Lots to look forward to.
Absolutely. It's a busy year for us all, a lot of changes this year for me, myself personally, starting a new career, so it's going to be a little hectic and a little bit of a adjustment, but I'll be still plugging away to keep Hope Saves the Day going here, and of course Autism Radio. But we actually had a really good topic, I thought, that a lot of people interacted with, Lynn. And as we closing out the break here, we asked our listeners and readers, you know, how did their holiday go for them? And how do they really survive, you know, this long winter break? And we wanted to have them share their thoughts on social media. And we know it can be a very challenging and difficult time for the autistic community. And we wanted to hear, and we would appreciate them to show some of their answers on the air to discuss this topic. And we had a lot of responses.
Yes, I've been hearing from friends as well as people on social media that are really struggling with this break, even though in some ways it's a shorter break than sometimes it's a little bit longer, but I guess it depends on where you live. I'll read some of the answers that I got. The holidays are rough. We have to hide clothes from my daughter. She will rip them because she's off schedule. She's punishing me for not being in school. We finally found some toys that our son can play play with. It's been a 10-year battle to find toys for him, and this year we were successful. The Santa picked out some good ones. We gave up the idea of age appropriate a while ago and just went with the what he likes, and boom, he's watching Dory fish swim in a plastic coffee pot. So that was kind of optimistic. My daughter finally strings beans on shoelaces and makes necklaces and bracelets. No toys, no TV, doesn't like technology like an iPad. She's all messed up, back on schedule about her bowel movements are off and her anger comes out when she's not in school. Holidays are always stressful for me. This is another person now. I am so ready for school to start on Monday. I love my daughter, but I'm ready for some quiet time. Next person wrote, I'm barely hanging in. Next person, awful. Thursday night, my husband's little sisters made lots of comments about our kids' discipline problems and grilled us about the gritty nitty details of their autism evaluations, which was really weird. Then Sunday, we tried to take them to church and wound up leaving 10 minutes after we got there. I'm glad it's over. And then someone responded to this person. I've learned to shut their ignorance out by calling them out on their ignorance. Family and friends do not live our lives, but they sure do know how to ignore the real cause of ignorance, if ignorance. Sorry to hear this. And I think that's another topic that maybe we'll cover another time is relatives and people that give advice, because we always get that.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny you bring that up, because I just had a very similar situation like that myself.
Uh-huh.
Someone posted something, my mother-in-law posted something, and someone commented, saying how much progress, you know, my son, we're so lucky because she knows somebody who's nonverbal. Meanwhile, my son is nonverbal,
right.
Which she doesn't even know. She doesn't know the severity of, you know, my son's condition.
Right,
obviously.
Right.
Yes, he has made a tremendous amount of progress, but he's still lacking in so many areas and still struggling in so many areas and having, you know, major meltdowns and issues and, you know, it was a lot of hard work to get him to where he is now, but he still has such a long way to go, you know?
Oh, of course.
And I think that's the kicker. It's that somebody that's not in your shoes, never mind someone that doesn't have an autistic child, I think it bothers us as parents when someone makes a comment like, oh, well, you know, you're lucky because I know so-and-so,
exactly.
And they're so bad.
Yeah.
You know, I think that comparison... Because what it kind of does, and I figured this out why parents get upset, because I think it like belittles the struggles that they're going through with their child, you know, and I think, you know, it hurts them, you know, and I think that's what people need to realize, to stop making those kind of comments to parents, because, you know, you have other parents even that have autistic children that are higher functioning, and, you know, yes, it was a lot of work for them to get there, but... You know, they're fully verbal, they're fully, you know, they're in special, you know, classes, whether it might be even advanced classes or, you know, they're really smart, you know, they're doing computers and all this stuff. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but, you know, it's hard. I mean, everybody has their challenges. And the thing is, we just don't want the comparison. I think that's what it comes down to, is that parents don't want to compare, and we shouldn't compare our kids.
No,
because
and the other thing is, people that, like, I think there's jokes I've seen on social media, like, I know someone whose aunt's cousin has autism or whatever, and
Right. He's
trying to comfort you.
Sure.
Say, oh, well, I know what it's about, but they're totally clueless. Like,
I mean, they mean well.
But sometimes it gets to you. It's kind of annoying because it's like, okay, well, you don't know because, you know, my son's completely different than, you know, every kid is.
Yeah, every child is different, and they're right, and they each have their, you know, strengths and they have their weaknesses. And I think they're, you know, and the thing is, every parent has had a different experience in raising their child. They're at different levels at different times. I mean, like, you know, I told you this many times on the air and I've talked about it. You know, Jonathan wasn't potty trained till he was almost 10. You know, he was still in diapers.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, that was a major struggle. And now
we
got past that. But, you know, then there's a family out there that's their kid is 13, still in diapers.
I mean,
you know, so I can't say, you know, I don't compare, you know.
No,
so it's like,
yeah.
I think that's
the
key.
And we all handle it differently, too. That's the other thing. You know, some parents handle it better than others. I don't know. I mean, some people are upset about it or you know, depressed.
Yeah, everybody's different.
Exactly. You know, everybody's different, you know, yeah. And we just need to.
It's how they perceive it.
And
I think
and
a society is just being, you know, people being a little more sensitive to that. Because I don't think people realize it when they say that.
No.
Like you know, like I said, this one particular woman, I'm not going to name her name, but made a comment, like I said, you know, basically that, you know, her, somebody she knows is in their 20s now and is still right. nonverbal and it's so difficult. Okay. Well, what did she just say? Like, basically, right. we're blessed, you know, that he's doing so well and we're lucky. Okay. That's what was her comment. But,
right.
you know, I could have taken that in a different way. I could have got mad and stuff, but I'd rather have a discussion with her and kind of explain, well, you know what? My son is still not speaking.
Right.
And he
right.
still has sleep issues. He still has issues with eating soap. He still has issues with,
right.
you know,
right.
doing all these things that can drive you crazy on a daily
sure.
basis. You know, if you had him in your home for a month, I want you to tell me what, you know, oh, well, he's doing so well, you know, but you haven't raised that child. You don't know what we go through on the daily struggles. And I think
no,
that's what the
really
key is.
And
that's the key, is that every parent is different. Every child is different. Every struggle is different.
And then it's annoying when you have close relatives who don't get it either. Like, that, yeah. I think that's what this person was saying.
Right,
like,
exactly.
It was a family member who said it. But still, if it's a family member who doesn't see that child regularly and is trying to give you advice, I've had this happen to me too, where they're like, well, can't he do this already by himself? Can't you just leave him and do that? No, I can't
yeah,
leave him
right,
for
right.
a second by himself. You know,
no, it's same
like,
thing with my
no
son.
Clue.
He needs 24/7 care. I mean, when he's
exactly.
sleeping, when he goes to sleep, that's when we rest, and that's it's the
yeah,
truth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can't, you know, yeah, he's come so far, but, you know, certain things are just...
You know, we have to lock up, I told you, all the liquid soap has to be put away in
yeah.
his house. Otherwise, it'll end up all over the place. And now he has his obsession of washing his hands, and his hands are getting cracked and starting to bleed now.
Oh, yeah,
because he
yeah.
just keeps washing him and washing them and washing him and runs the water.
I have the opposite. Mine refuses
yeah.
to wash his hands.
So
he doesn't like the whole.
He's become obsessed with the soap on the hands and rubbing the soap. And I mean, he went through a whole bar of Dove soap the other day, a
right.
brand new bar of soap in a day.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of hand washing in one day, you know.
Yeah, that's not good, no.
It's not good, right. you know. So his hands are getting so dry, and, you know, this is one of his obsessions. And then he has the
right.
other ones with drinking water. You know, some kids, like, you know, years ago, Jonathan had a thing where he would eat lipstick and chapstick and candles and
oh,
nail
yeah.
polish.
Yeah.
That was the big thing. Nail polish was the dangerous one because he used
oh,
to eat
really
nail bad. Polish in his mouth.
Oh.
And that was terrible because that's, you know, we had to call poison control a few times. I mean, it was bad. He would get,
yeah.
he would find it somewhere. Either my wife's purse, he would grab it out of, or a cabinet, or, so you know, so if you're not on top of him every moment,
uh-huh.
you know, so even if you step away to do laundry, well, guess what? He's getting into
yeah.
trouble in 5 minutes or less.
Yeah,
they're
I
into
know.
Trouble. So, you know, people need to realize that some of these parents' struggles, what they go through, they don't know unless they've lived it. And I think that's the big thing. And just, you know, like I said, I have a lot of empathy and for these parents and a lot of sympathy for them because, like I said, every child's different. Every parent's different. And they're going to handle it different, too. I mean, some embrace it and run with it and never get upset or sad or angry. And they just do really well. And others become depressed and
right.
angry and bitter. And, you know, so every parent's going to be different.
Yeah,
just like the child.
Thing.
So
yeah, it's still it's difficult.
It's a challenge.
And,
it's a difficult thing, and I just, you know, just kind of wanted to share that a little bit.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, it's
a lady.
Woman, I've had relatives who say to me, "Why is he making?" I mean, who know Michael for years, and is like, "Well, why is he making noises?" And I'm like,
"Right, he's
really?
Verbalizing.
You've
That's
known him for 15 years.
Right. Right.
Why? Because he's autistic. Like,
right.
you know, you like seriously, I can't even believe that they're even asking that. Like, I've
sure.
told them 50 times that, you know, he's like, whatever. Why is he making, I don't know why he's making noises. It's
yeah.
what he does. I mean,
he's verbalizing.
You know,
he's stimming or verbalizing and, you know,
yeah,
using his
stimming.
Voice.
Who knows
right.
what the heck,
right.
you know,
yeah, yeah.
you know, and we still, the other day we were like, so he was doing something and, oh yeah, I think it was last night actually, started crying. And my husband was like, what the heck? And he says, I don't know why he's crying. I said, I
yeah.
don't either.
Like, oh, no, that's
no.
happened to us, too. He's done that, too,
yeah.
where he just
yeah.
goes
yeah.
on a
no,
crying
yeah.
spell. And you're like, it breaks your heart. You see them
yeah.
tears and crying, full-out cry. And you're like, what's the matter? And then there's nothing you could do
you
to
away,
change
too.
It. And they don't want you. They push you away. And they don't
push
want
away a lot, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and they kind of just want to be. And that's, and I think, you know, I always talk about, you know, when I wrote this song, Hope Saves the Day, is like, I want to know what they're
right,
feeling
what's in
and,
your mind,
and what's
yeah.
in their mind. And, you know,
yeah.
I wish I
have like three more.
Yeah, yeah sure. Go right ahead.
Let's see. My son got up at 5 today. He took him on a long walk since he loves walks. It was 23 degrees this morning at 6:30 a.m., so we had to bundle up. I was so tired that I dozed off for a few minutes. He played with a Halloween bucket and his iPad. We went something, I don't know, let's miss the rest of this here. Okay. Christmas Eve was a little stressful for my son. Opening gifts was very stressful. Christmas Eve was very stressful for my daughter. Opening gifts was very stressful for her. We tried to get her things similar to what others are getting, only because one year the granddaughters got Barbie dolls, and she looked for hers, and she never reacted. She looked at hers and never reacted. Yeah, we've been there, done that. I think you and I have both been there,
yeah,
done that.
Yeah, of course.
And then one person last answer was, one more week till school starts back up. I'm counting down the hours. So
yep.
I think all of us special needs parents or autistic parents are counting down the hours till this break is over.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's their schedule. These kids are so regimented with their schedule. So when their schedule's off, it throws them off. And you know, the funny thing is, it could take them a week or two just to get back on schedule, too.
Right.
That first week of school might be awful for them.
School is always off.
And the parents and the teachers both expect that. A lot of the teachers are ready for it. They know the kids are not going to be as engaged and focused. And, you know, it's a little sad in a way because sometimes a child will be doing so great in school and they're making so much progress, and then they come back off the break and they have a regression.
Well, one of the parents had wrote that. You know? It was a common for regression. And I said, yeah, I mean, I mean, even when Michael was young, he regressed. They always regress. Now it's a different type of regression, but in some way, they always regress on the breaks.
No, they do. And, you know, it messes up their sleep. Their sleep schedule is different,
like the
too.
And the BM and then it just affects
the whole thing, you know, because their diets are different. Their diet changes. You know, they're not eating the same diet as they are, especially at the holidays. You know, they're going to the family's house and you have a big feast and maybe you're eating leftovers the next day or two or whatever. And, you know, so they're eating differently.
Right.
And, you know, I try to keep my son's diet pretty regimented because I know that also helps his bowel movements and make sure, you know, he makes good BMs and everything. So, but, you know, it's definitely a challenge. And I think it's a great topic. And I appreciate everybody and thanking them for writing in to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very good topic.
It's definitely good stuff. I want to get this out there, Lynn. You know, we talked about this. Our program is growing tremendously, and we need your support for this because we have so many kids now that want to sign up for our Iron Temple Matrix program, Giving Hope Spectrum Martial Arts program. It's amazing. We have a therapist in every class, okay? The goals are really amazing, and these goals are happening in front of our eyes. We have some video to prove it, which will be coming out very shortly. But the students' awareness, their self-esteem, their confidence has been amazing, what you can see. And you can see the characteristics through the changes from day one to now month number six. So I want to ask some people out there, if you're a business or just anyone, donate $1. $1 goes a long way, okay? If you get 50 people, that's $50. Guess what? That pays for one kid for 1 month of martial arts.
Right.
So we want to keep this program free for these families because it's really benefiting the family and the child. And they're paying so much money for therapies and everything else as it is. We want to be able to bring this program to them to help these families that, you know, can barely pay their mortgages, never mind pay for therapy. So we wanted to give them a great program that can really show them amazing benefits because we have shown these kids getting improved attention span. Even their social skills have improved. We've heard from teachers, okay?
Wow, okay.
Self-control has increased their levels of concentration, confidence, and their coordination. That's the other thing. We've seen some of these kids' coordinations. The PTs have been saying, what has this child been doing? And then the parents said, the only thing we did, we started this Spectrum Hope martial arts program with Autism Radio and Iron Temple. And it's done wonders for my child. So do you realize that $50 pays for 1 month of instruction? That's nothing. So think about it. You give a dollar a month, $12, one person, two people, almost pays for a month. So, you know, it goes a long way. You know, this is what one of the programs that we do, one of the many programs we run. And we want to continue to be able to do it. But we need your donations. It's a new year, guys. So you have all year to make a donation. So we're hopefully that we can count on you, okay, to make a pledge. If you're a business, I think this is a great program for a business to invest in. You know, if they want to be a sponsor, they could sponsor the program and then become, You know, let's say Toyota decides, hey, Toyota wants to be a sponsor for the Spectrum Hope Martial Arts program. They become the official sponsor of this program. You know, any business can do this.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're not asking for thousands and thousands of dollars here. I think that's where people get lost sometimes. They think they got to give a lot of money. But they could literally just donate $1, Lynn. You realize you get 60 people donate $1, it's $60.
Right, exactly.
So we have thousands of people that tune into Autism Radio every week. If you guys gave $1, you could change a child's life, a family, and make a huge difference in the autism community.
Right.
I mean, so it's priceless. I mean, you can't put a price on that. And you guys can come and see the program yourself. If you want to come on a Friday night, you could see what the money does and what it does for these children and families. It's not just the children, but it's the families too, Lynn. Because when they sit there and you see the smiles on these parents' face for 45 minutes to an hour of class, and they see their child doing techniques and happy, I mean, that makes them happy that their child is engaging in an activity that they thought they may never do. And it's a great thing for a dad, I know me being a dad, to bring your child, whether it's your son or your daughter, to an activity where I can get excited about. I mean, you know, being a guy, I mean, martial arts is cool. You know, I mean, let's face it, it's definitely a neat thing to see. I've trained in martial arts pretty much my whole life since I was a teenager and loved the art. And I just, you know, I'm so happy to have my son, seeing him be able to do this. And like I said, there's all levels of kids that can do this.
Right.
It's not just one level. And like I said, we include a therapist with every class. I mean, this would cost hundreds of dollars a month for a child. But through the work of Dave Fritz and Iron Temple Martial Arts, he's working out, you know, we're working out a really good deal so that the charity can afford to do this. And so for like $50, you're paying for 1 month of instruction for a child.
Right.
So go to autismdonation.org. Make a pledge today. You can go to autismradio.org, check out the website. Go to Iron Temple Mixed Martial Arts website. You can check them out. And, you know, by going to irontemplemma.com, and you could see about their program. They also have tremendous programs as well. They have 33 years of experience in martial arts and 7 generation of black belts, okay, in their school. And they do so many other programs for kids, self-defense, for women, health and well-being programs as well. So, but they also run our autism radio program. So definitely come and check it out. We're really excited and to be partnered with them and doing a great job. Before we go, real quick, I wanted to also get this out there. Don't forget, we partner with a great company called CoolCharm.com, and it's a new company with a special mission. They're good friends of us. The idea came from our good friend Sharon Abraham and her husband Howie Abraham, and they tried to come up with a way to help their son, Ian, learn to work responsibility and to understand firsthand what working and reward is all about. And she started working her son, teaching him how to make a product to let the world know how much love and pride exists within the autism community. And that's when CoolCharm.com was born. And you can go to CoolCharm.com/autismradio and make a purchase today. You can get your personalized pendant. They have autism puzzle pieces which say believe, inspire, love. They're great gifts for child's teachers, paras, therapists, your bus drivers, even though I know the holidays are over now. But, you know, this is something that's great, and especially, you know, April's around the corner, Autism Awareness Month. You can also get one from Autism Radio. You can get any, you know, you get your child's name, your therapist's name. You could put anything you want. That's what the beauty is. They're customized. And Autism Radio gets a pledge, a donation from making a purchase, but you got to go to CoolCharm.com/autismradio. So definitely check that out, Lynn. I know you've seen some of the jewelry. They're beautiful pieces.
Beautiful, and it's actually very reasonably priced. And also Valentine's Day is coming up, so you can do that for Valentine's
Day. That's right. I forgot about Valentine's Day. Oh, my God. Thank God you reminded me. I'd be in trouble. I'd be in the doghouse. But, yeah, no, I mean, definitely, that's a great idea. And, you know, really is a special safe key, you know, and it's a good quality pendant.
It really is.
It's very nice quality, very nicely made. The chains are nice. I mean, you can buy a nicer chain if you like, obviously, you know, but the pendants are beautiful, and they have all different styles. They have one that looks like a key. My daughter wants one of those, so I'll be ordering one from them very shortly myself. So very good stuff. So, But we're, you know, we're happy to bring that. And I have some news things coming up. We might be doing a walk come April, which hopefully in the next week or two I'll have some information. But we're looking at potentially April the 30th of doing our first official Autism Radio walk. And then, of course, don't forget Casino Night, September 23rd. It's at in Haledon at La Nieve's restaurant. And it's going to be great. Casino Night number 3. So we're already getting moving on that. So we got a lot of things to do. And also we're looking for businesses and people to help get our Hands of Hope program in your stores. They're a great way to really show the community your pride for the autism community. It's great visibility, a great way to fundraise, and it's fun for your store to put up these. We have mini hearts, so they don't take up a lot of space, and you can just put them on. People put their names, and they put them up there. I'm sure you've seen them before, but you haven't seen ours because ours are called the Hands of Hope. It's a specialized heart with hands inside with you sign your name to your hand. So like the old saying, put your hand where your heart is. So definitely good stuff, and check it out. And you can go to autismradio.org, and don't forget to email us at questions@autismradio.org or use our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777 and let us know anything you want to talk about in an upcoming show. Right, Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to wish everybody a great new year, and like to wish everybody a great week. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day.